Good morning. Oh, it works. There we go. Oh, well. For those who don't know me, my name's Phil. Welcome to Morning Prayers. Want to respond with the words in bold type. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is from Romans chapter 8. We're beginning a little look at the second half of Paul's letter to the Romans. The reading begins with the word therefore, which I recognise is, you know, an interesting place to start a Bible reading. It follows on from Romans chapter 7, which has finished. Of course, it's chapter 8. Of course, it follows on from chapter 7. Chapter 7, verses 24 and 25 say this: What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies, because of his Spirit who lives in you. It's a relatively wordy passage, I grant you. I'm going to read it again and invite you just to focus on a word or phrase that captures your attention this morning. What word or phrase or image perhaps resonates with us, raises a question for us perhaps? Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. A wordy passage, yes, but words which speak to the good news of our faith, that we are given life, life by the Spirit, in the Spirit. We are not subject to the life of the flesh. There is more to life than what we see with our eyes, what we experience with our bodies. There is more to life than this. This day we will no doubt carry out all sorts of tasks, but these tasks speak to something bigger, eternal. What will it look like this day for our mind to be governed by the Spirit? How might we this day catch a glimpse of the eternal significance, the spiritual significance of the work we will do this day, the tasks we will achieve, the conversations we will have, the relationships we will nurture? Spirit of Christ lives in us, moves amongst us, breathes fresh life to us. song to listen to.
Spirit is moving over the waters of our tears. Our bodies are yearning for the joy of coming years.
And so we join our prayers together, our groans, our silences, our early morning half-formed thoughts together in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.